behind that carport structure. And we did just a quick 360. And it's a little hard to tell. It had worn away a little bit by the time we got out there, but he had actually painted the location of the proposed walls and everything just directly behind that structure. So, and like I said, it's my understanding that really the lateral field takes up much of the backyard, essentially. And that's all the staff has at this time.
David Hawkins, you're the only one that signed up to speak on behalf or against your own project.
I guess I'm for it. As Bob indicated there, I drew in the lateral lines, and that really is what precludes me from being able to utilize any other portion of the property for a garage. The fourplex has, like Bob mentioned, the two carports, which there's one covered parking place for each of the four units with that design, and I'd like to be able to get my truck in and out of the weather. My wife is parked in the carport because we actually live in one of the four units, and then rent the other three.
So you own the whole property, correct?
I do. So I'd like to be able to put up a garage so that I can move my truck in undercover for weather reasons. And really the only place I can do that is where I've got it drawn in there, just to keep away from boundary lines that exist already and try to have the least impact to the property.
So how would you access the garage? Off of Quincy?
Off of Quincy. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to put a culvert in there, and I've met with the roads folks, and they've approved it pending the approval of the permit. So I said, okay, thank you. That's good to know. I'll toss that in and let the guys know that that's been looked at and approved. And so it's right in there behind the mailboxes, and there's a little power vault right there above the C in Quincy. So basically it would go from there 40 feet in the ditch line would be a 12-inch steel culvert that the roads guys would come in and put in. I'd buy the pipe and they'd put it in. But so I did cross that bridge already.
So Quincy's a county road?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that a dead-end road? I've driven down there a little ways, but not all the way.
It is. It goes down in T's, and both of the T's dead-end. So, it's dead-end. It goes quite a ways down there.
That's what I was...
It goes. There's no outlet anywhere. And I don't know if you saw it in the picture, it's right across from Dana's barbecue. Mm-hmm.
Oops.
And that lateral field that I drew in there, I came down here to the county, got a copy of what was recorded on file there. And this summer when it was real, real hot and dry, you could actually see the lateral lines in the backyard where the grass had discolored from the rest of the yard. So I feel very confident in where I've put them in and that I've got enough space to stay away from my lateral field.
If that if you turn that garage the other way, is there enough room to do that? As far as the picture I'm looking at here, the little does that make sense if you just turned it this way and accessed it?
So and came in from the driveway that's existing.
Well, just in order to, because basically your problem is the back corner of this garage is going to exceed your...
On the Quincy side.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. So
I thought that might be easier.
15 is that corner there.
Yes.
The 15 foot. So if you turned it long ways behind the building, would that give you...
Kind of oblong it, kind of ob... what I would run
just
into...
Just asking.
And I've actually thought about that. Uh-huh. If I brought this in 10 feet to get to the 25... what ends up happening is my truck's 20 feet long. That's why I want to go 24 feet deep. What I end up doing is having an odd-shaped building with the front coming, parallel to this line down here. So it ends up making this much narrower over here just because of physics.
So I was trying to avoid doing that. Mm-hmm. Thus the request for variance.
And then on the other side, backside here behind the carport.
On this other side.
Yeah, if you wanted to do it there, what was the issue with that? Or just directly behind it, just like you have that one.
Here?
Yes, sir.
This is all grass in here. This is, that's actually paved right to there. That's where the asphalt paving stops. I felt encroaching on this line over here was not what I wanted to do. This area here slopes more, okay. So it'd have to be quite a bit dug out in order to make that level right there where this is currently.
Pretty level.
Yeah. And I actually live in the lower unit here.
Okay.
Any questions?
No.
Need a motion to approve or deny the request?
I'd like to make a motion if we get a second, have a little discussion before we vote.
We can discuss it now before we make a motion.
You know, 10 foot to me is a pretty, you're pretty big encroachment on the 25 foot variance. Life safety comes to mind as far as blocking views or, from traffic flow either direction. It really doesn't seem like it affects that. There's a commercial establishment across the way. He could tilt the garage and stay within that variance, but aesthetically that would be, just seem like that would be a tough deal to do and just complicate matters. So overall, in my opinion, I think it's a pretty fair request based if you put all factors together to consider that. I struggle with the 10-foot part of it, but this seems like almost the perfect type of scenario where you would consider something like that. I don't know what your thoughts are. But.
Well, I know that area pretty well, and I know there's a house right behind you that has a tall wooden fence between your property and that house.
Yes.
And I was thinking that fence came almost all the way out to the street, or does it stop?
It's 25 feet back.
Okay.
And at some point I'm going to need to address that with him because that fence, I don't know who put it up, it's been there for a long, long time. There's a pin, a property pin here, and you can actually see the cross in the top of the power vault is how they mark the property corner. The fence is 3 feet onto my property, so at some point I'm going to have to work with
him. I just remember that fence kind of blocked.
Oh, it is, and it's unsightly. It needs to be replaced, which I plan on doing.
Can you go back to that overhead there?
That's what I was thinking, too. Would one of these?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the fence right there.
Okay.
And I'd asked about the traffic on the road. I knew there was a dead-end road, and there's not much traffic. In fact, 98% of the traffic that turns onto the road turns into Davis.
Yeah. It's a real popular spot for the local sheriffs. They really like that. It's a good meeting point for them. You see them talking all the time in the parking lot.
So with that, I would make a motion to approve the variance request as presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. I really wanted to keep the same ridge line of the carport and the garage. So that aesthetically, coming out of Dana, they don't want to look at something that's off kilter. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Shaw, could I have you sign in and get you sworn in before we start your hearing?
Sorry, I'm a little late.
Not a problem. Just sign that for me, please.
Okay. Signature.
Signature would be fine. And then if you'll raise your right hand and you swear to give honest testimony before this board today. Thank you. Okay, Bob, this is for Mr. Jeffrey Shaw, variance request.
Okay, this is case number 2016-11V, and this is a side setback variance request. The applicants are Jeffrey and Kelly Shaw. And the property in question is located at 1387 Acacia Club Road, and we've got the property highlighted here. It's in the Oliver Township, Section 18, Township 22, Range 21. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property in question. I will bring up just early on that this structure has been removed, so the structure is no longer on the property. The applicants are requesting a variance from the provisions, again, of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Development Guidance Code. They're requesting a variance from the required side property line setback requirement, really along this eastern side of the lot. The applicants are requesting a 2-foot side setback variance, allowing for the construction of a new shop building to be constructed with the building eaves being located 5 feet from the easternmost side property line. So the actual side of the building would comply, but with the 2-foot eaves, it doesn't, the way our regulations read. The subject property is approximately 0.25 acres, or a quarter of an acre in size, and it's described as all of the west one half of Lot 3 of the first addition to the River Lake subdivision. And here's the plat that was recorded in 1955, and of course, it's one half of Lot 3. According to the assessor's information, the property in question had previously contained this double-wide mobile home, and on August 26, 2016, the applicants purchased the property in question. The applicants have now removed the double-wide mobile home and are proposing to construct a 48 by 58 or 2,784 square foot shop building. The applicants own the lot and the residence across the street, located at 1404 Acacia Club Road, and basically purchased the property in question specifically to allow for the construction of a shop building for personal storage. On November 30th, 2016, the Taney County Planning Department staff issued Division 1 Permit 2016-201, authorizing the construction of the 48 by 58 shop building in question. The building setbacks denoted on the site plan within the Division 1 Permit application were indicated from the wall and not from the eaves. It appears that when the contractor obtained the permit, he was of the understanding that it was the walls, but the staff has not revoked the Division 1 permit because the applicants have indicated that if they don't receive approval for the variance, that they'll modify the building, that they'll remove the eaves on that side. In review, of course, and this gets into Section 7.1 of the Development Guidance Code requires measurements to the structure shall be made to the part of the structure that is closest to the property line. As an example, if the structure has a roof with an overhang, the measurement is made to the overhang and not the foundation of the wall of the structure. The applicants have indicated that they're seeking a setback variance in order to allow for the construction of this 48 by 58 shop building. The applicants have indicated that due to the topography of the back half of the lot, which is essentially a steep hillside, all of the water currently drains along the western side of the property, and so basically it's all draining down this hillside, and there's actually a retaining wall that runs right along here. It's my understanding that the water actually currently runs right through this area alongside that retaining wall, and then makes its way to an existing drain box, which is located here. Therefore, the applicants are proposing to construct the new shop building, allowing for 11 feet between the west side of the new building and the existing apartment complex retaining wall, And essentially, they've indicated that this 11 feet would allow